Mr. Bush will meet the President, Dr. Hillary, the Taoiseach and government ministers. It's expected that the Taoiseach will brief Mr. Bush on the North and on Anglo-Irish relations. The visit is part of an eight-nation tour by the Vice President to explain President Reagan's views on the deployment of nuclear missiles in Europe. It's been criticised by many groups here who say that it will undermine Ireland's neutrality. There's to be an all-night vigil outside the American Embassy in Balls Bridge tonight as a protest of the visit. The latest pay offer by the government to the public service workers.
You shouldn't stay anymore.
Sunshine 101, Super Stereo, Stereo, Stereo.
Walk out to winter, swear I'll be there. Jill will wake you high and dry. You wonder why men in the summer and walks in the fall. Left where they hung.
from the new LP by Aztec Camera. That's the latest single, Walk Out to Winter, 5:30 here on Sunshine's Drive for a Monday. It's So Much Better, and Lindsay Buckingham with Trouble. And with a little help from VIP, we'll see if there's much trouble and travelling trouble in the Dublin City traffic flow in about 10 minutes' time. Now, if you're in a real nostalgic sitting-in mood this evening, we've a couple of real old great Hollywood veterans starring in a couple of good films on the TV this evening. Frank Sinatra plays it tough as Private Eye Tony Rome in Gordon Douglas's thriller Lady in Cement on the Beeb this evening at around about 9:25, I think. Now, while diving for treasure off the coast of Florida, the athletic old crooner finds the nude body of a blonde whose feet have been encased in cement. Sounds quite interesting. Another Hollywood great is the star of RTE One's Monday Western, The Comancheros, John Wayne. He rides around the wilderness of the American desert being pursued apparently by a Texas Ranger. And as if he hadn't enough on his hands, what with a murder charge to his name and the Rangers on his trail, the Duke manages to fall in love. The hell I will. That's later on this evening. Two good films for a Monday night. And as I say, we'll have traffic in about 10 minutes.
Terrific. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Don't think that we're not trying. crying, saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. No surface noise now, not much to say. We got the bad guys on the run. Don't try to say you're sorry. Don't say he drew his gun. They've gone and grabbed old Ronnie. He's not the only one. It's a mistake. Tell us, Commander, what do you think? We know that you love all that power. Is it on them? Are we on the brink? We should all throw in the towel. Out too soon, not in the finest hour. Whistle your favorite tune. We'll send the card and flowers, saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Oh.
sounds of Flock of Seagulls and Sunshine at 6:26 with a transfer of affection. Now, a lot of people are training at the moment, I notice, and a lot of people coming up to me saying, when will the next little bit and piece from the training schedule for the Sunshine Radio Adidas Couples 10K race in September be around? Well, news has it that we should have some information in the next couple of days on it. But in the meantime, if you haven't already started training for it, remember a little bit each day, maybe a couple of times during the day if you can spare it. Wherever you're living, look around for some green. Maybe the Phoenix Park if you're living somewhere up in the north side. Maybe St. Anne's Park if you're in the Raheny Clontarf area. And, you know, gradually build up to a 10K run. Now, the whole idea behind it is that you have to persuade a member of the opposite sex to run with you. Then you can pick a couples category that suits you. The categories are playmates, most novel pair, workmates, schoolmates, college mates, grandparents, husband and wife, brother and sister, mother and son, father and daughter, doctor and nurse, whatever you think categorizes as a nice little novelty. Or alternatively, you can run on your own in the individual category. Now, what we'll do at the end is that we'll add your times together to see how you performed as a couple. Everyone who enters gets a free printed t-shirt. There'll be prizes for each category, and your running number doubles as a raffle ticket in a draw for a continental holiday. Top athletes and personalities will be running in the race that will more or less just go on for around about the 6 mile mark. It's being organised by Dublin City Harriers, and it costs £3 a head to enter. Entry forms are available in this week's edition of the Sunshine Review, so don't throw it away. Hang up the posters, but keep the review because there is an entry form in it. Or alternatively, if you have done so, they're available from us here at Sunshine Radio, 11 Lower Baggot Street, or from sport shops in your area. And if you're sending us an envelope, please send a stamped addressed one.
That empty feeling?
Fill up with petrol at the BP filling station, Fairview Corner. Open 24 hours for fast, friendly service and free giveaways. Fairview Filling Station also sells wallpaper, paint, coal and bottle gas. Remember, we're open 24 hours.
The Tony Hatch furniture sale is now on at Kilbarrack Shopping Centre, with three-piece suites from only £270. 3-foot interior sprung beds with headboard only £46. 4-foot 6 deep base beds at £99. And incredible 7-foot 6 oatmeal bedroom units from only £147. Tony Hatch Super Sale now on Kilbarrack Shopping Centre behind the fire station.
Edwards Man Shop, George's Square and Leary Shopping Centre for all the latest styles and colours. Suits by Anton Ferrari. Jackets by Anderson of London. Trousers by Levi and GB's. Thalma and Levi jeans and shoes by Mister, plus all leading brands of shirts.
Does your style come from Edwards the Man Shop?
The fashionable and tasteful piano bar at the Sands Hotel is the ideal place for that relaxing after-dinner drink in pleasant company and comfortable surroundings. The live piano music is the special touch in the piano bar at Sands Hotel.
Oh, play it again, Sam.
A former Concern employee is charged with embezzling funds. Mr. George Bush disagrees with Dr. Fitzgerald on the issue of Central America. The annual Congress of the ICTU condemns the government's economic policies, and a total of £18,000 is taken in post office raids. Details on these stories and more at 7 o'clock. Now Sunshine's weather word. It'll continue to be dry and sunny. The winds are light and variable force 1 to 3 on Dublin Bay, and the current Dublin temperature is 21 degrees Celsius.
I wish that I could see you.
Sunshine Radio's LP of the week this week is the soundtrack of the motion picture Flashdance. What a feeler. It's showing at the Adelphi, and there is a track from Kim Carnes from the LP, I'll Be Here Where the Heart Is. It's an LP worth having in the front of your collection, eventually to be put to the back with Saturday Night Fever, but I have a funny feeling there are four or five more singles to come from that. We'll try and get another track in before 8. And thanks to Caroline for the chocos.
Can you spot the deliberate error made by this imitator?
Listen, sweetheart. Come up and see me sometime.
Here's looking at you, Martha.
That's terrific. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Well, next time you order a Britvic fruit juice, watch out for deliberate errors made by imitators. When you ask for a Britvic, make sure you get a Britvic. Britvic, the original of the species.
Parliament Printers, 33 Lower Pembroke Street, have incredible special offers for the month of July. Letterheads, one color, A4 size, £17 per 1,000. Plastic ring binding machine, £295. Save £100. Business cards, compliment slips and invoices, all at reduced prices. And a special 15% cash discount on all general stationery. Parliament Printers, Pembroke Street.
The great Pine Furniture Factory clearance sale is now on.
Complete kitchen sets, including Welsh dresser, tables and two benches, only £135.
Or Welsh dresser, six-seater table and dining room chairs, only £199.
Or buy any of the items individually, plus
side table, £7.95.
Wide selection of chairs and stools, £9.95.
Heavy TV table, £19.95.
And all at the Pine Furniture Factory.
Walkhamstown Roundabout, open Monday to Friday, 10 to 5:30 p.m. and Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m.
Also at Shankill Barbecue Shopping Centre, open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5:30.
It's nice with us. We serve the wine cool. It's cool to dance. We play the sound hot. It's great to date. The lighting, great. The music, up to date. It's cool, it's hot, it's great. It's Lord John Disco tonight for the music of today. Lord John, Sackville Place, off O'Connell Street, any night.
Coffee time with Lion's Rich Roast, 100% pure instant coffee at 7 o'clock.
Sunshine 101.
Former employee of Concern appears in court on charges of embezzling money. Good evening, this is Emer Dolan. The former chief executive of Concern appeared in the Circuit Criminal Court today on charges of embezzling and stealing over £240,000 from his employees between July 79 and August 81. The accused, Alex Tarbett, 54, from Brighton Avenue, Monkstown, who is conducting his own defence today, denied the six charges that were brought against him. Mr. Tarbett, who has been charged with stealing £108,000 and embezzling £135,000, was refused free legal aid. The judge ruled that Tarbett had had sufficient time to prepare his own defence. The American Vice President, Mr. George Bush, who made a surprise visit to Ryan's Pub in Parkgate Street last night, flew off to Iceland at 3 o'clock this afternoon on the final stage of his tour. At a press conference this afternoon, Mr. Bush said that there had been differences of opinion between himself and Dr. Fitzgerald on the issue of Central America. He also said that it was not America's role to support or not support the Forum for a New Ireland. On the issue of Irish neutrality, he said...